40, KYNS, San Luis Obispo, your home on the Central Coast, 1340 KYNS.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Gaza, where the bombs keep raining down. Here's CBS's Robert Berger reporting from Jerusalem.
Israel is continuing its bombardment of Gaza. There's no let-up in the airstrikes. It targeted a leader of the Islamic Jihad group and killed him, a missile hitting a building in Gaza City. And Israel says it's going to continue this until the rocket fire on Israeli cities stops.
I'm Cammie McCormick. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Jerusalem and the West Bank city of Ramallah this week for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian President Abbas. Ban is in Cairo at the moment talking to Egyptian leaders who are trying to mediate a truce. Ban's spokesman says he has no plans to travel to Gaza.
Those ceasefire talks have been ongoing in Cairo. An Israeli official says Israel hopes to find a diplomatic solution to the crisis, saying that Egypt is likely to play a key role in forcing any truce. The demand for new homes in America is up, highest reading since May of 2006. From the National Association of Home Builders, chief economist for the group is David Crow.
The underlying cause for builder optimism is consumer optimism. Builders are beginning to see more consumers in the market and more serious consumers.
Remember when the Friday after Thanksgiving was the traditional start of the holiday shopping season?
From Target to Toys R Us, Walmart to Sears, more stores are opening on Thanksgiving.
They're just trying to capture your dollar before your dollar goes somewhere else.
Consumer science and retailing professor Richard Feinberg predicts the early openings will pay off.
Never underestimate the attractiveness of a sale to consumers.
He says most employees like earning the extra holiday cash, too, that some have started online campaigns urging stores to keep their doors closed and employees home on Thanksgiving. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees says he is donating $1 million to Superstorm Sandy relief efforts. Brees telling CBS Person to Person in an interview to air this Friday that the donation will come through the Dream Foundation that he runs with his wife, Brittany. Chocolate and Belgium, the two do go together so well. An artist there creating a 112-foot-long train made out of chocolate.
I would like to eat it. It's very long. It's nice, and it's nice to watch it when you're waiting for your train because my train is late again.
A chocolate train at the Brussels train station in the Guinness World Record book for the longest chocolate construction on the planet. Hold your Twinkies. Fortune magazine says private equity firm Sun Capital Partners wants to buy bankrupt bakery Hostess Brands. The proposal would be to operate Hostess as a going concern, including reopening the shuttered factories and continuing union representation of Hostess workers. All good on Wall Street right now. The Dow up 174 points. NASDAQ up 52. S&P 500 up 22. This is CBS News.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound. Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-860-8517. That's 1-800-860-8517. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-860-8517. That's 1-800-860-8517.
The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, getting out of the dog breeding business.
For the last decade, scientists at Lackland Air Force Base have been trying to create the perfect airport bomb-sniffing dog. About 9 out of 10 now passed the test. But the program being scrapped. Instead of breeding, the TSA plans to buy dogs, possibly from the Defense Department or even overseas. Program geneticist Dr. Liz Hare says that would be a mistake.
When you buy those dogs, I mean, you don't have any history on it. You're just evaluating a dog in the moment.
The TSA says the move is a cost-cutting measure. The science of breeding has become too expensive. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
Winningest coach in college football history is retiring from Division III St. John's University in Minnesota, John Gagliardi. Coached for 64 years, 60 of them at the private school. He retires with a record of 489 victories, winning four national titles at St. John's. He says he just can't do the job at the level he once did. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-707-7100 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-707-7100. That's 1-800-707-7100. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Okay. That's happens every now and then because forces outside of our human understanding and my own, of course, it just does. It just fades away like that.
Hi, you're Bill Becker. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS on a Monday. And we got a three-day week this week. We got Turkey Day coming up. We got the day after Turkey Day, which, well, people will already be shopped out. But then people are setting up tents. Oh, my God. Here's the deal. Let's review this weekend, shall we? Okay, Bill. Let's see. Cal Poly 42. Arizona 34, tied for first place, playoff bound. Congratulations, you guys.
Smell coffee beans roasting?
You probably will when you start buying your bags of coffee at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. Slow Roasted Coffee is expanding their own in-house store, which will feature, you guessed it, coffee and accessories. They're open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's always a few free coffees for you to sample. Catch this. You'll save money with the new Slow Roasted Coffee Coin Club. Here's how it works. After each coffee purchase, they'll stamp your coin, and your 10th pound will be free. Of course, your local grocery stores still carry Slow Roasted Coffee, but now you can shop directly at their warehouse. That's right. Walk in the door, and you might smell the beans a-roastin'. You'll find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Now in their third decade, Slow Roasted Coffee is truly a Central Coast tradition. Mmm, that tastes great.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Mike's Shoes, Southside Promenade. And don't forget, this is UGG weather. It may be sunny out, but it's not really hot or anything. So you can get your Uggers, and they're nice and warm and comfy. You get UGGs for outdoors. You get UGGs for slippers if you like some really comfy slippers. I'd go to Mike's Shoes and take care of it right there. Let's do today our history, our birthdays, our whole thing, according to the Tribune. Our highlight in history on November 19th in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address as they dedicated a national cemetery at the site of the Civil War battlefield in Pennsylvania. On this date in 1977, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat became the first Arab leader to visit Israel. And things have obviously radically changed since then. Our birthdays today include actor Alan Young, who's 93. Broadcaster mogul Ted Turner, 74. Fashion designer Calvin Klein is 70. Sportscaster Ahmed Rashad is 63. Actress Meg Ryan is 51. And actress-director Jodie Foster is 50 today. Happy birthday to them, but most especially to you on this sunny day, if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osos in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Kakos News You Can Use with Bill Becker right now, and let's find out what's going on, because a lot happened since we last spoke. South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District is facing another fine for a third release of improperly treated sewage into the Pacific Ocean in less than 4 months, with each release larger than its predecessor. We get into parts per million of this and that. Let's move on. Surfing and swimming in waters that have this problem develop illness such as hepatitis and pneumonia from bacteria and through the body, the mouth, nose, ears, or cuts in the skin. Because of a 2010 spill of 674,000 gallons of raw sewage, ratepayers in the communities of Arroyo Grande, Oceano Grove Beach are facing increased utility bills now. At an October 3rd hearing, the Central Coast Regional Water Control Board leveled a $1.1 million fine against the sanitation district after it determined the 2010 raw sewage spill was due to careless and improper maintenance at the sanitation plant. It goes into the whole thing about the different people that were involved and who's this and who's that and the Wallace Group and the whole. So I'm just going to sum it up by saying they made a mistake again. And the ratepayer somehow ends up paying for it. We're not exactly sure why, when you levy a fine against a sanitation district that the people have no control over except to vote people in and out of, why they pay for it. I don't have the faintest idea. Okay. But we'll move along here, though, because there's other things going on. Plenty of stuff. Plenty more where that came from, I can tell you that. Okay. Let's go to this. Lawsuit challenges Paso Robles groundwater ordinance. This has been going on forever. On behalf of a group of concerned landowners in Paso Robles, the Los Angeles-based firm of Morris, Polich, and Purdy, LLP, filed a lawsuit in San Luis Obispo County Superior Court on October 30th. The writ challenges the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin Conservation Ordinance, adopted by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors on September 20th. The ordinance restricts certain discretionary property development, prohibits certain land divisions, and makes change in the San Luis Obispo County General Plan, reportedly to save water. The board also deemed the ordinance to be categorically exempt from the strictures of the California Environmental Quality Act. CEQA is supposed to work for everyone. The board played fast and loose with its requirements. Our challenge is to assure fairness in the process in passing ordinances that affect the environment and the people in the community, said Stephen Hawk, one of the guys who's a partner. You can't decide to follow the rules sometimes and then not follow them other times. Can't do that, he said. Let's get to another story. We'll get to something else here, because we got more. We got Walmart now in the news here. We got the big things going on with Walmart. As a looming labor strike on Black Friday threatens sales, Walmart has filed a complaint against the union it claims is organizing the disruption. Walmart accused the United Food and Commerce Workers of trying to force the retail giant into collective bargaining by using its subsidiary, Our Walmart, to stage protests outside the stores. The complaint filed with the National Labor Relations Board states that protests outside Walmart stores have occurred frequently over the last few months. Our Walmart says it expects to hold 1,000 events at Walmart stores this week. While the group has not discussed the locations, Walmart has stores in both Paso and Arroyo Grande. Third San Luis Obispo County store is expected soon in Tascadero. Walmart officials said employees must show up for work as scheduled this week or face disciplinary actions. Workers have traditionally faced difficult conditions in Walmart stores on Black Friday. In 2008, Black Friday stampede trampled a Walmart employee to death in a New York location. Arroyo Grande Walmart plans to open for Black Friday at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving night. Paso Robles location will stay open from 7 a.m. on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, until 11 p.m. on Friday. shop till you drop. Okay, this is was good news right here for the county. Slo County employment spurred by tourism. The number of people employed in San Luis Obispo County has risen over the past year, prompted by the local tourism industry, according to a report released Friday by the California Employment Development Department. County residents who make a living working in the hospitality industry went from 14,900 in October 2011 to 15,800 in October 2012. During that same period, the number of people employed in the county rose from 127,800 to 132,900. They've been rounded up. In 2012, the biggest decline in country jobs was seen in the manufacturing industry, which lost 400 jobs. For the fourth straight month, the jobless rate in San Luis Obispo County has continued to fall, increasingly an increasing optimism of a prolonged economic recovery. The county unemployment rate fell from 7.4% in September to 7.3% in October. The rate is below the national average of 7.5% and the state's 9.8% rate. So we're doing better than others with the low-paying jobs. Okay, here we have the other thing going on. That's not a story. This is Charles Bourbeau, I think is how you say his name, Director of Finance and Information Technology for the City of San Luis Obispo, has resigned his post. Bourbeau told Calcos News Friday he'll be leaving December 7th due to health problems. There are some big fiscal issues coming up over the next few months, which will be stressful. I need to take care of my health, said Bourbeau. He cited a specific problem and asked for privacy. Bourbeau was hired. He did not cite what the problem was. Bourbeau was hired just last year after a career in the California National Guard. Shelley Stanwyck, Director of Parks and Recreation, will come over and take over that position temporarily. I don't know where she's coming. She's not coming over. She's just taking it over. And then, lastly but not leastly today, Supervisor Bruce Gibson was canoodling with his legislative aide. And so that's caused some distress amongst people. We're having an affair there. He plans to seek a divorce from his wife. Gibson said the affair with legislative assistant Sherry Spiro had lasted for a fairly long time. During his tenure as District 2 Supervisor, Spiro, a longtime county employee, has served as Gibson's assistant since he took office in January 2007. While Gibson did not say when the affair began, sources reported Calcos News that the supervisor was having an affair with someone in the county prior to his 2010 reelection. Gibson said he does not plan to resign from his position, did say that he's breached the trust of his constituents. I don't know really what it has to do with his constituents, but okay. Anyway, and so now he's separated from his wife, and Sherry Spiro is living up in the Paso Robles temporarily, and I don't know if she was still married to Randy, her husband, or if they'd been separated before or divorced or anything. I haven't followed that couple, although I know them. Yeah, so there we go. Gibson has two grown sons with his wife, San Luis Obispo, with Dr. Grace Crittenden. He said he spoke up about the affair because he believed the news would spread after he told his wife. Yeah, that's probably a good conclusion there. All right, so that's what's going on right now. It's 12:17. You're up to the minute on CalcosNews.com on 1340 KYNS, your news station.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Fame, do you hear me? Fame is in the offing for you. For you, y'all. You're Bill. This is what's going on. And I got such a kick out of this. I didn't even know there was a contest. I didn't even know there was a contest. Nobody told me there was a contest. I'm up to what's going on. But I didn't know about this contest. What should we call our Santa Anas? John Lindsay's doing a thing here where we can name our own Santa Ana wins because it doesn't make any sense for us to call them Santa Anas because there's no Santa Ana anywhere near us. So here's some of the suggestions already that people have put in. I see. Last week's Weather Watch column, Chris Arndt of slowweather.com asked if Los Angeles has the Santa Ana, Santa Barbara has the Sundowners, and the gold miners in Paint Your Wagon have the Mariahs. Why has someone given a special name for San Luis Obispo County downslope winds? Maybe I missed that. As far as I can tell, we're really no reason we can't name our local version of these Katy-Batic winds. Here's what they've come up with so far. Many readers came up with a version that incorporated slow in the proposed name, such as slow blow, slow winds and slow downs, down slow winds, or down slope winds. Three readers so far have named slow downers as their favorite. Somebody wrote Adam wrote Cuesta Winds is great, easy and a brief name. That's the Cuesta great. Other readers liked San Lucia Winds because of the mountains where they form. And then what else? John in Santa Margarita thought the Los Padres winds was the preeminent choice. Ty commented on the effect that these downslope winds have on human behavior. These winds are often associated with illness ranging from migraines to psychosis. A study by the University of Michigan found that suicide and accidents increased by 10% during fawn winds in Central Europe. The term offshore and offshore and onshore as it applies to winds. Let me turn the page here. Yeah, we got more names. You can see running if they like these names already. Here we go. All right. The onshore or offshore can be used in two ways. They're vague, fuzzy themselves. Offshore sounds like it could be inland, and especially so since those terms don't define the surface. Let's forget about that. Russell Pro's the sterile winds. He's a local surfer. He says they come through the different creeks and everything. Two readers like canyon winds. Leroy suggested the choros. In Spanish, means jet. The winds are like a jet sometimes. Then other people liked names such as Calidos, Spanish for warm, or Calientes, or Del Estes of the East. Patty also likes Calientes because it sure is hot usually when they blow. Pandora suggested El Viento, or Viento Grande, or Viento Castero. Melissa wrote in, when I think of hot, dry winds here, I think of the Las Palitas fire winds, so they would call the Las Palitas winds. In honor of our local wine industry, Jim has postponed the Central Coast Crush. Their names suggesting were Diablos, Moondoggies, Shoemash, Condor, Fogstopper, Surfer, and Margarita Winds. So here's your chance for some local meteorological immortality. If you have a suggestion, please write me an email at pgeweather@pge.com, pgeweather@pge.com. And this is John Lindsay. After we get the suggestions together, Chris Arndt will post them on slowweather.com and give everyone a chance to vote for their favorite. After Chris gets the top five choices, the Tribune will post them on its website, sanluisobispo.com, for a final vote. Well, that's fun. But I can't think of any other names after all. I've read all those. Slow blow. I kind of got a kick out of that. Okay. So you still have a chance. If there's something that's coming to your mind right now about the winds, you know what I'm saying? Okay. May the wind at our backs never be our own. That does not really name for him. Anyway, that's a slogan. That was a slogan right there. All right, how do you like those Mustangs, eh? Hey? Pretty cool. Good job. All right, things in the Mideast are just gone crazy here right there. And here's the interesting thing. I may be missing something, you know. I don't think I am, but maybe I'm missing something. Didn't the folks in Gaza fire the rockets first? Did the Palestinians fire rockets on Israel to begin with? Isn't that how it started? And then it's kept going back and forth. I thought that's how it went. So it's confusing to me. Now, here's a story, though, covering Israel with the Iron Umbrella. Okay. They have a new thing called the Iron Umbrella. And that's a good way to protect Israel. And it seems to be Iron Dome. That's what it is, not an Iron Umbrella. Sorry. That sounded kind of wimpy. Iron Umbrella. Iron Dome, it's called. And we're going to find out more about it soon. Together. After this ad for...
Ask me anything you like. I'll reveal everything.
Google, I think it's an app for the little Google computer thing. No, it's for Google app. There we go.
The sirens went off just after darkness fell. The Iron Dome interceptor system had picked up an incoming rocket. For the third time since it was installed yesterday, the battery scored a perfect hit. The number of rockets fired from Gaza has dropped significantly, but some of them have a longer range. The Israelis believe they were supplied by Iran, a charge Iran denied. And locally made rockets continue to get through to urban areas in the south. Hamas says it won't quit firing until the Israelis stop bombing, end targeted assassinations, and lift the economic blockade on Gaza. The Israelis insist any long-term peace agreement must be based on no missiles from Gaza, ever. Based on bitter experience, neither side is willing to take the other's word, even if a deal is worked out. so the Israelis are pushing ahead with plans to cover the entire country with the Iron Dome system. Technically, Iron Dome is a defensive weapon, but it also gives the Israelis leeway to go on the offense because it greatly reduces the price they'll have to pay in Hamas retaliation. So on the ground, Israeli forces are poised and waiting for their government to find a reason to invade Gaza or not. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held to the hard line. We're exacting a heavy price from Hamas, Netanyahu said, adding that the Israeli military was prepared for a significant expansion of its operations. Israeli analysts are predicting that a deal of some sort could be struck within the next 48 hours. The safer bet is that there will be a few more sirens wailing across Tel Aviv before that happens. Jeff?
Alan Pizzi, thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Hey, so that's what's going on.
Great design doesn't have to be stud.
Wait, stop. Okay, so that's, I want to get that right there. Now, did you hear this thing? Now, do you feel silly? If you went out and bought boxes of Twinkies, do you feel silly now? Because some companies are already saying we'll take over the Twinkie department. And we'll deal with the union, too, and the whole thing. So that's what's going on. Oh, you know what was left out of the story? You know, it's when you finally read what actually happened to Twinkie, to Hostess, then you go, oh, my gosh, you're kidding. 20 executives last this year got raises that were of 80% or more. 20 executives got raises of 80% or more. So you look to the union, you go, you see, you're asking too much. Well, maybe after there's no money left because 20 of the executives took an 80% raise. Was this kind of greed just hidden from us in the past? Or just, is it new? Is it kind of newish? Greed's always been around, you know. But I'm talking about, you know, this corporate raiding of the coffers. It's amazing to me. Just absolutely amazing, I'll tell you. Amazing you too, I bet. Okay, and then we have this going on. The officials, this is the Coast Commission, a couple of guys in the Coast Commission challenging Shell Beach's new seawalls. Now, one protects a sewer thingy, you know, one of the sewer jobs, but the other thing, it protects the pumping station at Vista Del Mar and Ocean Boulevard. The other shore is up Ocean Boulevard between Wawona and Capistrano Avenues. So now that what they're saying is that, yeah, but if you, and somebody said this a long time ago, we were talking about this, where you're putting walls up and on. And I said, if you put walls up in one place, it affects someplace else. And so what they're saying is it might actually eliminate beaches and some of the other things that are in the area. So we get back to the question of, do we pretty much cement the whole flipping coast, you know, start some play like they already started now and just get it over with? Or do we say, well, we're just going to let first the streets fall into the ocean and then the houses that are on the far side, we're going to let them fall in the ocean too? What insurance would you get for that? Falling insurance. Do they have that? Anyway. So then they have these amazing numbers about what they're going to do back east in New Jersey. I mean, they got 200 homes. I think it's like 200 homes already shot, and there are going to be 200 more. Now here, let me tell you what's going on today for our music. We're going to have songs. A lot of they're oldies that are in current commercials. I was listening to commercials, and I said, wait a minute, this is a lot of music going on. So I did that right there. The Beeb dominated the music awards, and he brought his mom up on stage and everything, and so he did pretty good. Anyway, but why Justin Bieber? Does Justin Bieber have a condition? Because he grabs himself a lot.
I joined the National Guard for opportunity.
Over 200 career choices and paid training.
Money for college. A steady paycheck.
Only one thing stood between me and my benefits.
Basic training. I was really nervous about it.
9 weeks of intense training.
But then my recruiter, she told me it was more about determination than strength.
She believed in me.
I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't easy. The obstacle course was really challenging.
So was the confidence course.
It was so amazing. Our whole team had to run it together.
And no one finishes until your entire team finishes.
It's a great feeling crossing the finish line together. You forget about all the miles,
all the push-ups,
all the obstacles, and you focus on what you can accomplish when you work as a team.
Now, I'm a National Guard soldier.
I help my community. I can protect my country.
I'm proud to be on this team.
Because I got stronger.
Because I got to go to college.
The Guard helped me succeed.
In the National Guard, you can discover strength you never knew you had. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how you can prepare for basic training.
Sponsored by the California National Guard, aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computer's first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
That's right. You'll go back at Talk is Cheap right here on 1340 KYNS. Hey, I had lunch with a big guy there, Mike Wright, on Friday. He's a big man. He's a big, huge guy. He's a big man. He's going to need, like, when he goes, like, 20 pallbearers, and I'm not volunteering on it. I'm telling you what. I can't do it. My back can't take it. Speaking of my back not taking it, this is kind of an interesting story today. What else can go wrong for veterans? You know what I mean? Increasing number of vets of foreign fights suffer spinal pain. They have to wear 50, 60 pounds of gear nowadays when they go into battle. And all day long they have to wear it. And so a lot of these people have back problems. A lot of these vets are having all kinds of problems with their back. Number of people getting evacuated from war zones for back pain has been as high as 60% of the wounded, they said. It's a huge problem. Numbers were shocking to us, said one of the people in the VA. The VA is always shocked by that kind of stuff. Okay. Here's a guy who earned a Purple Heart in a suicide bomber attack in Iraq in 2008, said the vast majority of troops in war zones suffered from bad backs, a reflection of the heavy loads they carry and their high-intensity activity. But studies noted that back injuries were found not just in frontline troops, but also among all department military personnel events, even those with desk jobs. Well, I can't explain that. I can't explain that. I can explain if you put 60 pounds of stuff on me, why my back might feel bad. But I can't explain that desk thing. Are they supposed to get carpal tunnel if it's in the desk or something? Spread the diseases, would you? Yeah. All right. I just wondered about that. Okay. Other people that are in the news. Chris Christie was on Saturday Night Live. It was very funny, really. He says because he had this blue fleece jacket he wore when he was touring the state following Superstorm Sandy, he thanked his wife and said she was great to have a husband who smelled like a wet fleece for the last 3 weeks. Gets off really funny. Can I tell you this? When I was in the Navy in Seattle, and we were in the shipyards up there, and it rains every day. You know the kind of real light rain we had yesterday? It's that all the time. It never stops. It never stops during the winter. And the winter's, 11 and a half months long. So it never stops. It never stops. So here you are in the Navy. And when you're not working and you're in dunger halls, so when you're out, on the town, as it were, you're wearing a wool uniform. Well, they only did the cleaning every now and then. Anyway, so here's the point: you wore those things every day, and pretty soon it started to smell like a yak yourself. You know? Maybe a goat, like a sheep, maybe a sheep, because that's what it's made out of, wool. I'm not sure. I don't really. I'm not that familiar with the smell of barnyard animals. I've only seen a few and pictures of others. Okay. Now, this was predicted by James D. himself from the Palm Theater. He said final of Twilight series dawns with $141.3 million weekend, but in the entire world, it did like $250 million or $350 million or something like that. It was huge because if you take this 141 here in the U.S. and you compare it to Skyfall, which is a big, huge movie, it did 41. So they missed by $100 million, which is quite significant, I think. And then there was a letter to the editor. Wait a minute. Letter to the editor talking about, it's in the paper here from Saturday, Sunday, talking about some person had a medical emergency at the Palm Theater. And so the staff was Johnny on the spot and administered first aid and whatnot. and waited till the ambulance got there, and they took him off, and the person was very grateful. So just know that you go to the Palm Theater, you know what I mean, and you have one too many of those candy bars or whatever, something finally gets to you. There's people there to help you. Okay. All right. I don't like he's grabbing himself. Soledad prison nurses investigated. This can't be good right here. This can't be good. Soledad, up in Soledad there. There's a place you don't want to go. But anyway, I don't even think you want to work there. But the people that are working there, they're nurses. Apparently there's some prescription medication that's gone awry and some other things are not right. And so they're being investigated for that. Okay, and then here's a picture right here. The Tascadero monkeys, they are, what kind of monkeys are they? Titi. Or TT, T-I-T-I. How do you say that? TT? Let's go with TT. It sounds better. TT monkeys are an endangered species that come from Colombia, Brazil, Peru, and North Paraguay. They have long, soft fur, red, brown, gray, and black. We have three of them. I don't know what color they're all. There's one's brown that I can see. All right, so that's good news, I guess. Yeah, sure. Okay, and you know who helped pay for that? Let me tell you, let me acknowledge that a bit. Okay, right here. This is the Tascadero Rotary Club. Coughed up $10,000 to help out with that. That's pretty swell. Okay, so Obama visits Sue Key, who was, of course, once a prisoner now in her home. And so he's got this is a big, huge thing. He's in Myanmar, which is a big, huge thing that any president would have been there because it's such a disaster, Myanmar. Or Burma, whatever you want to call it. And then the other thing is kind of amazing that he's in, what is it? He's in Cambodia. I was there a couple of times, but very briefly and very stealthily. I didn't announce it, so I'm telling you that. Okay, so it was quite interesting. Anyway, I got pictures. This was interesting. In Laos, there's a guy that went, and I didn't read the whole subtext of what this guy emailed, the person sent me, but it was one. It was a guy I was in Vietnam with, and it had to do with the Ho Chi Minh Trail and what it looks like today. Now, in some places, the Ho Chi Minh Trail is not a trail at all anymore. It's a road. The other thing that was fascinating is how many places have as decoration old war stuff. Bomb casings, machine guns hanging from the ceiling. I mean, just really strange, you know. You wouldn't think that would be much of a decoration to have, but apparently they're happy about that. So, okay, because we dropped a lot of stuff. So there's a lot to choose from. All right. Okay. All right, I think so. That Iron Dome thing in Israel has been so far about 80% accurate, which is pretty good. Because we do it every once in a while, and we miss. So maybe we can learn something from it. Now, this is a good news right here. Major land acquisition Sierra north of Truckee. There's going to be 3,000 acres that's going to become a part of our wilderness areas, which is kind of cool. So that's good news. It's right there. What else is going around the world here? Well, be some of the things. UN forces hit rebels in the Congo. So actually, the UN, instead of just observing something, they're using UN forces to actually whoop some of these rebels in the Congo. And so that's a whole new turn of events right there. They're now only a few miles away from Goma, the capital of North Kivu province, which is home to nearly 1 million people and UN peacekeepers who have to mandate to use force to protect civilians. Wow, the world is just something, ain't it? Okay, and they're still searching for one guy off that rig in the Gulf of Mexico. They're going to continue to look, they said. Two are in critical condition, one in serious condition. The son of Bernard Madoff's longtime accountant has killed himself. Jeremy Freeling, who was 23 years old, was found dead at his apartment of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Columbus on Thursday. He just had a note that said, "I'm sorry." He didn't say really what the deal was, but that's what it was. Okay, here's how many homes are going to knock down. What did I tell you, 200? I was right. About 200 homes will be bulldozed in the coming days, almost all of them one- and two-family homes in the Queens and Brooklyn area. That's in addition to 200 homes that are already partially or completely burned down, washed away, or otherwise damaged. Those sites will also be cleared. So you're talking about 400 home sites. Wow. Well. Then they said, there was another article in the weekend paper that said that the amount of rain, the fact that, you know, there was a lot of wind and stuff and it killed, it wiped out so many trees. They have never seen a storm that wiped out that many trees before. But the amount of rainfall was, they say, was not that surprising. Well, it wasn't that surprising if you already know it's coming. Well, they weren't surprised by it. They were inundated by it. That's what's wrong with that. Something there's something bothering me about that story. That's it right there. Okay. Bobby Jindal of the GOP says one of the keys for the Republicans is liking people to expand the GOP tent. But if you don't like people, you can't pretend you do because they know you don't. You know what I mean? If it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or not. You know what I mean? If you pretend to like people, they know you're pretending to like them. And they're not buying that, I'm telling you that. Okay. I did bring a jacket with me today in case the funny air conditioning situation was still the way it is. Now, don't ask me why. Now, Tom should be back today. I don't know what time. Major Tom, to fix the computer thing in the other room. But for some reason, why was it vital last week to have the place below freezing? And today, it's just warm. I looked. The fan's still on in there, cooling that computer, but because its fan died. But I don't understand this stuff. Okay, more Californians feeling upbeat about the future. The number has more than doubled since August 2011, but it remains the view of a minority of 38% of the people that are feeling really good about what's going on. And so, obviously, this is the 38% that are doing well, one would have to assume. That's my guess. So, that would work. We had astronauts touchdown in Kazakhstan. You got to feel really weird if you're an American and touchdown in Kazakhstan. Or you could be this guy from Akai Hoshida of Japan. He was one of the guys that touched down, too. So I got more astronauts going up. Wow. Big story. The third incident of L.A. police being reported tasing someone after they're handcuffed. And here somebody was filming it, which that somehow got out. It was one of the other officers, but he was joking and laughing as the person was tased. And so you're never quite sure, you know, how that works. You can never quite be sure how it all works. Okay. Here was a Contra Costa Times article that said California is primed for Obamacare because they were well-positioned to receive more than $100 billion from the federal government over the next decade, and because we got our ducks in a row already, they said. So what's interesting is the states that are just trying to fight it, you know, they're getting no money, and they're getting nowhere. So it's you might as well just grin and bear it, I guess. So they said. Here, Valerie from Los Osos said, we, you know, the Electoral College, she basically has the same opinion of the voting public that our founding fathers had, that they're idiots, which is why we need to have the Electoral College. So she pretty much agrees with that. We would be swayed by, you know, improper messages and all that. Although if you look at how people voted and you look at who was behind the initiatives that they were behind, I would say the voting public did pretty darn good. But, you know, what do I know? Hey, what do I know? Now, they have a big do going on in Santa Monica, and that's because they used to have this Christmas display, and the churches are now going to court saying, we have a right to display Christmas displays, but I guess on their own property. But the interesting thing is the atheists are protesting right around them and doing weird things, so it's kind of interesting. In 2011, this guy recruited 10 others to inundate the city with applications for tongue-in-cheek display, such as a homage to the Pastafarian religion, which would include an artistic representation of a great flying spaghetti monster. You gotta admit, they have a sense of humor. Most churches don't. The Secular Coalition won 18 of 21 spaces. The two others went to traditional Christmas and a Hanukkah display. So, and then their signs were vandalized. I mean, the whole thing's a big brouhaha down there. But then we got the thing in San Francisco. Where's that? What paper is that in? San Francisco, they're going to vote tomorrow. The supervisors are going to vote to not let people walk around naked in that one area. Naked in that one area. Naked in that one neighborhood. It's actually, you can walk around anywhere naked in San Francisco, but they tend to do it in this one area the most. Where's the story? I'm not sure where it is. But anyhow. So So there's protests and whatnot. People are downtown at City Hall with no clothes on. We got the school kids going on tours and whatnot. Anyhow. At first they passed the thing that said there has to be something between your naked whatever and the public facility, said like a bench. You know, so they were working on that. Now they're just saying, nah, you look funny sitting there. You know, when I first heard about San Francisco passing this ordinance that said you could walk around naked, you know, as long as you weren't being, salacious, I said at the time, I said, that's really weird. You know what I mean? That doesn't really make sense to me. But for San Francisco, everybody went, oh, it does for San Francisco. Well, now the people of San Francisco are starting to say, well, no, not really. You know, maybe we're not quite that weird. I don't know if that's true or not. I think that's what they're saying right there. All right, who else is in here? Okay, we got we need the electoral college because we're stupid. Oh, Joe Johnson had the kind of feeling that I had about the lady that had to hold the sign that said I'm an idiot because of the school bus thing. He said it just seemed inappropriate. You know, she should have had community service or some darn thing. But she said demonizing another human being was the wrong thing to do. Jim DeVore, who's a professor emeritus of statistics from Cal Poly, he said what's interesting is during his 7 years as a department chair, he tried to schedule classes at 7 and 8 a.m. so that people get the classes they needed, but most people wouldn't go to a 7 or 8 a.m. class. I wonder why that is. So he said the fault's on our own if we're not willing to get up at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning and take a class. Then that's our problem. Okay, well, la-di-da on that, I'll tell you. Okay. Let's see what else we got going on here. We got other reports, other stories, other things that are going on. Okay, here's an odd tale, and this has to do with babies. Are you born good, or are you born bad? You know, the origins of the morality. We're going to find out what they have to say.
I have three daughters and my son, and then I have 11 grandkids. Right when you see them, they're yours. It's like, it's part of me. It's me again. Now that I'm retiring, they all have plans for me. I'm excited.
It's Prudential Insurance making sure that you're ready to retire. That's what I tell you because I don't tell you anymore. They just, you know.
It's a question people have asked for as long as there have been people. Are human beings inherently good? Are we born with a sense of morality? Or do we arrive blank slates waiting for the world to teach us right from wrong? Or could it be worse? Do we start out nasty, selfish devils who need our parents, teachers, and religions to whip us into shape? The only way to know for sure, of course, is to ask a baby. But until recently, it's been hard to persuade them to open up and share their secrets. Enter the Baby Lab.
The story will continue in a moment.
I mean, the story will continue in a moment. We got to have the story back. I don't want to see Tony Lopez again, who's going to retire. This is a segment from 60 Minutes, but I wanted to play it because I thought it would be interesting to find out about, you know, are we born good or are we born bad? You know what I'm saying? I think it just depends on you, you know. I can't say that I was born good. ask my father. He'll do it. That's what we got now. All right, so let's see. I wanted to be good. I just didn't know how to do it. I was working on it until the day he died.
This is the creature at the center of the greatest philosophical, moral, and religious debates about the nature of man, the human baby. They don't do much, can't talk, can't write, can't expound at length about their moral philosophies. But does that mean they don't have one? The philosopher Rousseau considered babies perfect idiots knowing nothing. And Yale psychologist Karen Wynn, director of the Infant Cognition Center here, the Baby Lab, says for most of its history, her field agreed.
Didn't we just think that these creatures at 3 months and even 6 months were basically just little blobs?
Oh, sure. I mean, if you look at them,
They kind of look like little, I mean, cute little blobs, but they can't do all the things that an older child can. They can't even do the things that a dog or a pigeon or a rat can.
No pulling levers for treats or running mazes for these study subjects, but they can watch puppet shows.
Up goes the curtain.
And Wynn is part of a new wave of researchers who have discovered seemingly simple ways to probe what's really going on in those adorable little heads.
Up goes the curtain.
We watched as Wynn and her team asked a question that 20 years ago might have gotten her laughed out of her field. Does Wesley here, at the ripe old age of 5 months, know the difference between right and wrong? Wesley watches as the puppet in the center struggles to open up a box with a toy inside. The puppy in the yellow shirt comes over and lends a hand. Then the scene repeats itself, but this time the puppy in the blue shirt comes and slams the box shut. Nice behavior? Mean behavior. At least to our eyes. But is that how a 5-month-old sees it? And does he have a preference?
Wesley, do you remember these guys from the show?
To find out, a researcher who doesn't know which puppet was nice and which was mean offers Wesley a choice.
Who do you like?
He can't answer, but he can reach.
That one.
Wesley chose the good guy, and he wasn't alone.
That one.
More than 3/4 of the babies tested reached for the nice puppet.
That one.
Wynn tried it out on even younger babies, 3-month-olds, who can't control their arms enough to reach. But they can vote with their eyes, since research has shown that even very young babies look longer at things they like.
Which one do you like?
Daisy here looked at the mean puppet for 5 seconds, then switched to the nice one for 33.
Babies, even at 3 months, looked towards the nice character and looked hardly at all, much, much, much shorter times, towards the unhelpful character.
So basically, as young as 3 months old, we human beings show a preference for nice people over mean people.
Yeah. That's like my older brother, my older sister right there. That was the example right there they gave. You know, my older brother was kind of a mean guy, and my older sister was very nice to me. So that's it right there. I would have, if they just give me the test when I was a little guy.
I would have had it. I would have had it.
Okay. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was weirdly quite fascinating, Tachin. They figured out a way to have kids figure stuff out. All right, here's the sports section today. And Poly pick for the playoffs, of course, which is really great. They're back in for the first time since 2008. They get a first-round bye, however. But that's okay. Keselowski is the Sprint Cup champion, and so that's owner Roger Penske gets his first title in NASCAR's top tier. That's pretty cool. D'Antoni puts off his Lakers debut in the L.A. one again, though. Maybe they still need a coach. Maybe the better thing to do is just let him go out there and just leave him alone. Seems to be what's happening. I know it sounds really wrong, but it seems to be working that way. Okay. Saints. There's all the people that won games over the weekend, which was a lot of them. Anyway, and Jordan Hasse, she helped her team. I don't even know what the Oregon Duck theme song is. It was a Disco Duck by Rick Dees. Anyway, they won their title up there in Oregon. They did good. Okay. Durant had his first triple-double. Who else was in the news today? Manning ties Elway for second in career wins. That's another big milestone. Notre Dame away, one game away from the title game. So they're doing very well also, as they did so once again this weekend. And anybody else? Nah, it's just the funnies on the other page right there. So that's it. So that's, you know, that was what was going on in the sports section today. And that's all you have is this real little news, this tidbit of news, and then that sports thing right there. So that's what we know right there. Okay. Is there anything else we want to, what else can we find out about here that doesn't take hours and hours? Oh, let's rejoin this. I'm going to rejoin the story. We got about 90 seconds and see what else they're saying about this.
Team first published their findings about baby morality in the journal Nature in 2007. And they've continued to publish follow-up studies in other peer-reviewed journals ever since. For instance, on this experiment. They showed babies like James here a puppet behaving badly. Instead of rolling the ball back to the puppet in the middle, this green-shirted bunny keeps the other puppet's ball and runs away. Then James is shown a second show. This time, the bunny, who we just saw steal the ball, tries to open up the box to get the toy. Will James still prefer the puppet who helps out, or will he now prefer the one who slams the box shut?
Who do you like?
He chose the one who slammed it shut, as did 81% of babies tested. The study's conclusion, babies seem to view the ball thief as deserving punishment.
So do you think that babies, therefore, are born with an innate sense of justice?
At a very elemental level, I think so.
We think we see here the foundations for morality.
Some way to do the punishment.
Paul Bloom is also a professor of psychology at Yale with his own lab.
You got his own lab and everything, but we're not going to have time to just pull. Because we're going to join CBS News, maybe, because we could have a problem here, because I did something accidentally on 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo, and let's see if we have ABC News there. CBS News, excuse me. Somebody's news.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor.
All right, CBS News.
After 6 days of trading deadly rocket and missile attacks, Hamas and Israel may be getting serious about a ceasefire. Here's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Indications are that Israel is prepared for a ceasefire if it can get the proper conditions. It basically wants the rocket attacks to stop, and it wants some of the weapons smuggling into Gaza, the rockets and other weapons that are coming in, to be curbed. If it can get decent conditions, the Israelis might back off of a ground offensive.
Washington Post columnist David Ignatius writes about the Middle East. He tells CBS this morning,
a ceasefire will only come about if Egypt and Turkey agree to exert pressure on Hamas to accept conditions that would lead to a cessation of hostilities.
Reports of Twinkie's demise may be premature. Hostess Brands and its second largest union will go into mediation to try to resolve their differences. It means the company won't go out of business just yet. Bankruptcy judge hearing the case says today the parties have not gone through that critical step of mediation. The judge noting that the bakery union went on strike after rejecting the company's latest contract offer, even though it never filed an objection to it. Sales of existing homes up more than 2% last month.
The dwindling supplies have been putting pressure on prices. The national median existing home price was $178,600 in October. That's up 11.1% from a year ago.
National Association of Realtors spokesman Walter Maloney says the housing supply at its lowest level in 7 years. Five big banks providing more relief to struggling homeowners. CBS News correspondent Gary Nunn.
Between March and September, more than $26 billion was paid under a deal to settle accusations by borrowers who questioned foreclosures. Bank of America, which owes the most, reduced loan balances for consumers through so-called short sales and refinancing. More than 300,000 mortgage holders have received help so far. Earlier this year, the banks came to terms with federal and state officials to resolve complaints of faulty foreclosures.
You know, economic turmoil like what the country suffered during the Great Recession and subsequent slow recovery can have an effect on your health. Duke University study finds job loss and unemployment may be associated with increased risk for heart attack. Author Dr. Eric Peterson.
This risk is a significant and associated to the same level that we would think about traditional risk factors such as smoking or diabetes.
Got your new copy of Call of Duty? In its first 24 hours of release, the popular video game exceeding $500 million in sales. Call of Duty Black Ops 2, the fourth consecutive game in the series to break launch records. More than 16,000 stores had midnight launch events this past Friday to mark the debut of the game. On Wall Street, the Dow climbing 207 points today to finish at 12,795. The NASDAQ gains 62, and the S&P 500 is up 30 points. This is CBS News.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth, and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hazing, the name of one young man who marched and died with the Florida A&M band, synonymous with the tragedies of hazing.
Robert Champion's parents are planning a candlelight vigil tonight near their home in Decatur, Georgia.
Remembering the legacy that Robert had, and that was against the violence and the hazing.
Pamela Champion says a foundation named for her son has brought new awareness to hazing during the past year.
That is a plus in itself, that you now have people speaking up and speaking out.
Champion says her son's death has made people less afraid to report problems and to expose once secret rituals. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Federal judge in California denies a Christian group's bid for a preliminary injunction to force the city of Santa Monica to reopen spaces in a city park to Christmas nativity scenes. Group says it will appeal. Nativity scenes erected in Palisades Park for decades, but last year atheists overwhelmed the city's auction process, winning most of the slots and triggering a bitter dispute. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-621-8600 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-621-8600. That's 1-800-621-8600. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Everyone knows the best deals of the year are on Black Friday. Idler's has made it even better. We are starting Black Friday early on Thursday, November 15th, and running it through Sunday, November 25th. Plus, we pay the sales tax. Beat the crowds, get the best deals, and let Idler's pay the sales tax. Win-win. Check out fantastic Black Friday deals on ranges, refrigerators, dishwashers, bedding, and more. Hurry into Idler's in Slo and Paso Robles. Idler's, best prices guaranteed. Some exclusions apply. See salesperson for details.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
I don't have fun.
The in crowd. Don't be great. Hey, you're Bill Benkert, Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS. I was playing music today that is associated with commercials that are using this music now. And here's a I can't think of any song that's been used more. It's been used so much I'm not even gonna play it. But right now, two different companies are using Pilot's song called "It's Magic," and so I thought I'm not doing that one. I'll wait. All right. But you'll recognize the next two. Here's the problem. You have to associate them with the product that they're selling, and if you don't, then obviously there was a problem in doing that, and I have no idea what they are. I don't remember. I just wrote down the name of the song. Okay, here was this goes hand in hand, I suppose, with that employment report, and that's that more travelers are choosing vacations to Slow County. So our tourism gains posted countywide were really good for all over the place. Everybody was up. And let me make sure I'm right when I said that, because I think I'm right when I said that. Yes, everybody's been up. Pismo Beach was up the least as far as daily rates, but overall, Pismo is the grand champ as far as where people stay. So that's what's going on around the county right there. So you got a lot of people, and they're in front of you and they're looking for things and they don't drive right. But anyway, especially downtown, it's like. God is trying to teach me patience, or somebody, whatever it is. I'll ask the atheist, I don't know who it is, something's trying to teach me patience. Okay. As apps inspire a new class of entrepreneurs, of course, because everybody's trying to come up with an app. But there's, how many are there, 350,000 or something, 500,000 apps? I don't know, there can't be anything left, can there? If you can talk to somebody on the John while you're on the John, that's pretty much the end of it right there, I think. Okay, we don't need any more apps. That's the end of that. Now, we have problems with texting and things like that, and people talking on their cell phone. Here, police in Berlin stopped a guy who had an entire office in his car. He had a wooden frame. He had a laptop, a docking station tilted for easy driver access, a printer, router, wireless internet stick, wireless LAN antenna, and inverter to power it all. He got away with a $153 speeding ticket and a possible fine for having unsecure items in his car. Do all the items in your car have to be secured? See, that's different than we don't have anything like that. You have to secure a dog if you're carrying it in the back of a truck, which I see people that aren't. I don't get it, but okay. And then you have to have the people or have to be secured. But I didn't know you had everything else secured because that stuff's not secured. I have a deadly water bottle that can come break free any time. All right, here's who else is in the news here. Bobby Brown pleads not guilty to DUI. All right, Deanna Carter has filed for legal separation from her husband 3 years. She had a song, I guess it was called Strawberry Wine. I don't really recognize this lady a lot. This is interesting, though. James Franco directs a REM video. He's an all-around kind of guy out there, you know what I mean? I heard an announcer call Michael Vick an all-purpose quarterback. No, I don't know what it means. I have no idea. All purpose. Okay. All right. Now, this, when you hear stories like this, there's no way to understand them, and all you do is sort of go, say what? Say what? I think. Now, there are those amongst us that are probably psychopaths, and you go, oh, good, okay. But, they're way in the minority, I'm going to guess. They're way in the minority, especially when we learn to the babies. They know morality right when they're 3 months old. So here's the deal. Someone's attacking dolphins along the Gulf Coast. I mean, and they're mutilating them, and they've done bad things to these dolphins besides just shoot them. So they're trying to have people be on the lookout for whatever's going on. We have not heard, of course, the last of General Petraeus, John Allen, Bruce Gibson, these people that are having these dalliances. We probably haven't heard the last of it. But here was an article today. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but three women had a way of opening doors. I love the way they said this, though. All three women, this is the Jill Kelly, her sister Natalie Kawam, and then Paula Broadwell. And so it says, all three women, however, have shown a knack for productive socializing. That's my problem, you know. I don't have any productive socializing. I just, go out and horse around with people. Yeah, I got to get more productive. I really do. Okay. Productive socializing. All right, here's a guy with an armful of Twinkies. And I don't mean individually. I mean he's got, let me see how many he's got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 boxes, and then he's got a box of yo-yos or something, or Suzy Q's or something on top. And now he's going to find out that was a mistake. Okay. Because, see, he probably doesn't even like them. He thinks this was an investment. Now, can I ask you a question? If you are told that the Twinkie factory is going to be back on operation here very soon, do you think you can keep yourself from having a Twinkie, or are you so addicted that you'd have to buy one on the black market there and pay fortunes for it? I think if you really tried, I think you could eat something else, instead for a couple of weeks. It may not even be that long. Get a crumb cake or something. They're good. We now have, by the way, we now have 34, Prop 34, Prop 35. They're both now under judicial review for various reasons, And the one that was really quite startling to me was, but then I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be startled at stuff anymore. Bill, you're a grown man. You just say, oh, okay, well, that happened. And that's the fact that they said that child molesters should have access to the Internet. Sex offenders. Not sure, well, that's what they are. Sex offenders should have, the ACLU filed a suit and said, and a judge agreed that sex offenders should have more access to the Internet. I don't know why.
I don't get it.
Okay, I don't get it. All right. Let's see. Here it was. More trees lost to Sandy than ever. Nearly 10,000 were uprooted in New York City alone. Total ranks as the highest of any storm on record. All right. Rice has powerful critics and defenders. That's good. You have to have that. All right. Here was an interesting situation here that you haven't heard about this in a long time. About 10,000 people marched through Dublin and observed a minute's silence Saturday in memory of the Indian dentist who died of blood poisoning in an Irish hospital after being denied an abortion. She was 17 weeks pregnant with her first child, and things went bad. Okay. Then we have... Here, they have these stories right next to each other, which they should. The alarm bells did sound on the tracks before that in Texas and Midland, Texas, before that float was hit that had the vets on it. And then here in Egypt, 51 kids were killed when a train hit a school bus. Trains are big and heavy. There's no sense in trying to fight with them. There's no sense in taking chances with them. You can't win. You're just never going to win. I don't care what you're in. I don't care what you think you're in. I don't care what it is. You're not going to win. It's that bad. I have a story here I'm going to share with you. It's about, maybe people can't help themselves doing infidelity. Maybe they can't stop themselves. I didn't say that right, but I'm thinking right. Okay. Please.
It is one that has dominated the headlines lately. Infidelity in the military. The story making news, of course, is the resignation of former four-star general David Petraeus as head of the CIA after the FBI learned of his affair with the woman who wrote his biography. But that disclosure and all that followed only hints at a much wider scandal.
I have to tell you the truth. I don't think that goes with that. That music, this twinkling in the background there. Let me see if I can get this thing sorted out. It just shouldn't be that hard. The story was right on, but it didn't match with this. Oh, here we go. Okay, here we go.
But it has also turned a spotlight on one of America's most respected institutions, the military.
Infidelity was really high on the radar screen over the last years, and I saw it as a major problem, and I use the word epidemic.
Dr. Craig Chandler is a retired Air Force chaplain who has done extensive research on military ethics over his career.
Infidelity came up as a major concern for 70% of the counselors that I interviewed.
On Thursday, Secretary Leon Panetta ordered a review of ethics training for all military officers.
We all demand at the OD is that those who seek to protect this country operate by the highest ethical standards.
But this year alone, there have been several top commanders investigated or fired for sexual improprieties or bad judgment. Among them, Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair, a former deputy commander in Afghanistan, who's facing a military grand jury on charges of adultery and sexual misconduct. But Chandler says we often neglect those that are hurt the most.
The painful looks on the spouses' faces, the cries, the tears, the repeated suffering, and it's long-lasting.
And joining us now are two women who know all about the challenges of family life in the military. JC Eckert is an Air Force kid who became a Navy wife and an Army mom. She's also the spouse editor of Military.com and the author of The Homefront Club. Siobhan Fallon is an Army wife, a family readiness group leader, and author of You Know When the Men Are Gone. And welcome to both of you. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
JC, is this the Army's dirty little secret?
Not at all. Military families are just like civilian families when it comes to infidelity. We estimate that about a third of all families are blighted by infidelity. And so you got to remember, two-thirds of the family are not.
How did you react to this? I mean, this is part of your community in essence, and now we're looking at something that's happening at the very top among people who are supposed to be models. What was the response in the military community to this, and do you think the general should have resigned?
It was overwhelmingly a response of sadness. This is a couple that is so well known for their dedication to the military family. Right. And so it was really very shocking and so sad for everyone.
Siobhan, how about you?
Yeah, I think everyone overwhelmingly supports General Petraeus and his military career. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty upset. Mm-hmm. But I think he was acting as a retired general and right. sort of something to keep in mind that he was no longer in uniform when he, and he's spoken about that when he committed or had the extramarital affair, he was acting as the director of the CIA.
Right.
So that's a little bit of a relief, too.
Do you get the impression at all that anyone within the Army is using rank as power within personal relationships, Siobhan?
I don't at all, and my experience in the military has always been that our chain of command and our leaders have been chosen as leaders because they're really upstanding men and women and make great decisions and are worthy of leading our soldiers into battle and making life and death decisions. And I've seen incredible marriages at every level in the military.
But at the same time, and I know, JC, you've talked about this, that I mean, you're dealing with relationships that have to be maintained often over the telephone because, you know, the men are away for long periods of time, right?
I think it's important to remember that in a military family, fidelity is not a feeling. Fidelity is a set of behaviors that you learn over time, mm-hmm. and they need to change. The ones that you needed when you were younger are very different than the ones that you need when you're in your 40s.
Do you get the impression that the military is in favor of being aware of those issues and pursuing it further? I mean, we heard from Leon Panetta this week that he's doing an entire ethics investigation.
I think that the military understands that you have to be the people who are closest to you, you have to be faithful to.
And that's and that would make sense. Anyway, but here's the interesting thing. The one lady's name was Cinnabon. That's not to be confused with Cinnabon. And I only mention that because Michael Wright, when I had lunch with him on Friday, said, you know, there's a show on that's called Undercover Boss. It's kind of fascinating because these people that the rank and file don't realize are the people that own the company. They go and they apply for a job. And then they work side by side with the people and they check them out, you know, see what they're thinking. And it was pretty impressive, you know, that as many really great employees as this woman had, you know, she doesn't know they're not her employees, they're employees of the people that have franchises. Anyway, she was impressed. And I was impressed too, tell you the truth.
It was pretty cool.
So they were well rewarded for being good folks. I just want to tell you that. They were, in fact, well taken care of. 25 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Well, I don't know what's going on with the weather. First off, you get the one view of the weather is that we could have rain on Wednesday. There's a big storm that's going to hit Northern California on Wednesday. That'll be gone by Thanksgiving, by Thursday. But the view varies on whether or not it's going to reach us or not. So I and they don't know, so how could I possibly know? I'm not going to guess. That's their job. See, tomorrow's Tuesday. Maybe we'll know better tomorrow because the next day is Wednesday. So I think we'd have kind of a shot at that, don't you think? Okay, me too. All right, there you go. Okay, the name. Shout out to you. Okay. Other things that are in the news today. Yeah, there are people that are making the noise here. This is interesting. I mean, just this headline kind of is amazing to me. Obama seeks to bolster U.S. presence in Southeast Asia. We had quite a presence there at one point, but it didn't help out so much. Anyway, but so that's it. There's Welcome Obama. There you are. And big smiley thing there. And no, I don't know if, I have no idea if these are the true sentiments of the people in the places that they go. I you know, I mean, maybe they pick people out that like the guy, and maybe they shoot the people that don't. I don't know what they do. I don't know. But again, I've never known that. We've sometimes thought the deck was stacked, but, you know, for sure thing. Who's at the doorway? Somebody's at the doorway. Who was that? I can't. There's so much reflection in the window. I can't see out. Somebody opened the door and then closed it again. Okay, hey, this is Talk is Cheap. Here's a sign up here. Talk is Cheap. Friends and Neighbors Networkers. I've got a big sign that is on my wall there. It's a, what do you call it, a banner? Okay. But I don't know what happened right there. Search for the pair called off in the Gulf. Those hurt in a blaze, not burned as badly as thought, but remain in the hospital, although some people are hurt, as I mentioned to you earlier. But that's what's going on there. Then another, so here's a whole other edition of the Tribune where there's the headline, many Republicans agree a major overhaul is in order. I think when you consider how the election went and stuff, you probably would say that to yourself. You'd probably say something to ignore it. That'd be my guess right there. All right. Who else is in the news here today? Here's another story I want to share with you if I can. They call this a bombshell. I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to tell you. This is that the Trayvon case bombshell. It says Zimmerman had a broken nose. Here's a kid. First off, he should never gotten out of his car. He was told by the police not to get out of his car. So no matter how this goes, I don't care where you're going with this, he confronted someone he wasn't supposed to confront. The fact that who he confronted broke his nose, oh, well, you know. He may have done it while he knew he was fighting for his life. He may have done it before that, whatever the case may be. But this guy Zimmerman was told to not get out of his car. And that's where it begins and ends as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it really does. That's the whole thing. That's the whole case in a nutshell, is he was ordered by the police, not to interfere. They'd send somebody to check out the kid that really didn't need checking out to begin with. But anyway, okay. So I'm sorry. That's how I feel about that. You may feel differently, but that's okay. Rolling Stones are turning 50 years old. That's amazing right there. Traffic cams, beneficial or intrusive? So there's a story right there. What are these traffic cams really? Do they actually make driving safer? Or are they just basically soaking the motoring public out of money with these things? We have some in San Luis Obispo now, by the way, in case you didn't know. We do have them. But we'll see. We'll see what they have to say. I guess what do they say, that the people are camping out at Best Buy now. So they got the things going. The interesting thing we'll talk about this idea of the union people are saying. I guess not. They're not union people. I'm sorry. The employees are saying. We may not want to work on. We don't want to work on Thanksgiving. Not only did I work on it, I went radio back in the old days. You not only worked all holidays, you didn't get paid extra for it. So it just came with the territory. Let's find out what's going on.
People call them gotcha cameras, those devices that photograph you running a red light. They're supposedly there for safety purposes, but as Anna Werner reports, critics are calling it highway robbery.
You may remember this scene from this past summer. A car goes airborne after its driver speeds through a red light in Roselle Park, New Jersey. In this case, the driver got lucky. Although police arrested him for driving while impaired, he wasn't seriously hurt. But many are. The Federal Highway Administration says over a period of 5 years, ending in 2010, nearly 800 people a year on average died in red light running accidents. Enter the red light camera, those automated sentries standing watch at intersections, snapping pictures of all who venture through after the light has changed. Those cameras are in use in 541 communities across 24 states and Washington, D.C.
The cameras create safer intersections.
Ray Hunt is president of the Houston Police Union.
The red light cameras change behavior at those intersections. If the light's changing to yellow, instead of hitting the gas and going through it, you're going to hit the brake and stop.
But the cameras have their critics.
You call them scammers?
Yeah, they're red light scammers. They just scam the public. They're not for safety.
Brothers Michael and Paul Kubosh led a successful rebellion against red light cameras in Houston. The city took them down over a year ago.
You believe that cities put these in to get the money?
That's the only reason.
The only reason.
It's estimated that Houston earned $44 million over the 4 years the cameras were operating. The question is, do they make people safer? A Federal Highway Administration study gave a mixed answer. At 132 intersections using red light cameras, right angle crashes, what are commonly known as broadsides, dropped 25%. But rear end crashes went up 15%.
It's not helping drivers drive more safely.
Dr. John Large is a public health researcher at the University of South Florida. He thinks there's a better way to address red light running. Make yellow lights longer.
Increasing the yellow light times have shown that red light running incidences have dropped near or around 80%.
New York City firefighter Tom Buttaro knows all about it. He received a ticket after a camera caught his wife going through a red light.
Light was timed at 3.9 seconds when my wife Angela went through the intersection. I did some research, find out the proper timing for the light is 5.4 seconds, a whole second and a half shorter than it's supposed to be.
On a road with a 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, that didn't give her enough time to stop. Buttaro says he's begun to wonder what the motive behind the red light cameras really is.
Unfortunately, the further I look into it, the less about safety is what it's becoming. It's definitely looking like it's more like a money grab than a safety-initiated policy.
It's why some communities are focusing a critical eye on the cameras, and in some cases, slamming the brakes on their programs. For CBS This Morning, I'm Anna Werner in Dallas.
Can I permanently lose my hearing from exposure to loud noise? Yes. Permanent hearing loss can result from prolonged exposure to loud music over 85 decibels, such as lawnmowers, power tools, blenders, and hair dryers, which are around 90 decibels and are dangerous for longer than 30 minutes. 30 million Americans have hearing loss. One in three develop their hearing loss as a result of exposure to noise. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
The holidays are here.
There is so much to do.
You love good deals.
You plan ahead.
This Target sales for you. Oh, beat the rush, this sale, the start all sales. Deals on DVDs and things.
With coupons from Target.com/weeklyad.
Oh, beat the rush, no reason to delay.
Get in early to the sale, kickstart your holiday. Now through Wednesday, the Beat the Rush sale is on at Target.
Get coupons for deals at Target.com/weeklyad.
Time now for your community calendar. Homeward Bound Ministry is hosting a Thanksgiving dinner served on Thanksgiving Day, November 22nd at 11 o'clock until 2 for the people of Atascadero and surrounding communities. This dinner is free. And if you want more information, call 441-9563. Don't miss the annual Arts, Crafts, and Collectibles Fair at the South Bay Community Center in Los Osos on Saturday, November 24th from 10 to 4. Come on out and do your Christmas shopping. For more information, call 528-4169. The Holiday Harmony in downtown Pismo Beach is back on Friday, November 30th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. It is free to the public. Come on out. It's the 12th annual Holiday Harmony Celebration. Fresh snow, bounce houses, crafts, music, and cookie decorating. For more information, call 773-7063. If you have something happening in your zip code, we want to hear about it. Calendar at RadioCentralPost.com.
I'm not afraid to
I frankly think it's kind of noisy, Tetri. Okay, so that's a How You Like Me Now. That's a, I forget, now, do you remember what the thing that is? It's a, some product that's being advertised right now. You're with Bill Becker, Talkers Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, where it is 1:36 at the moment. And let's talk about what's going on with Charter, because it's smarter. PC Magazine named Charter Internet the nation's fastest, you know. Charter Internet is 10 times faster than DSL. 10 times faster than DSL. If you have DSL, what are you doing? Charter Internet has more bandwidth than any other provider. The Internet is the most powerful upload and download speeds with enough bandwidth for everybody and all your devices. Offer is this. You get 30 megabytes per second for only $29.99 a month for 12 months as part of your Charter Triple Play. So you have to do the Triple Play thing. So that's your Internet, your TV, and your phone. But it's just $30 for each one of them, which is really a heck of a deal right there. All right. So let me tell you what else is going on. You call now to get the nation's most powerful internet. Get 30 megabytes per second for only $29.99 a month for 12 months as part of your Charter Triple Play purchase. Call 1-855-75-SWITCH. That's 1-855-75-SWITCH and letter all in. Other terms and restrictions apply. Go to charter.com for details. Try Charter. It's smarter. That's the guy says on TV. No? Okay. All right, try it. Let's give it a go. All right, let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else we got right here. We did the traffic camera thing, but I had another thing I want. This is, luckily, they stopped a terrible, terrible thing from occurring to the police, and just unbelievable. Let's see if we got, see where we're at with this thing. We got to wait. Sorry. Sorry, we have to wait a few seconds. Okay. This reminder about the weather, I don't know. We've had rumors of that could be having a rain on Wednesday. Then there's rumors that we won't have rain on Wednesday. It'll just be kind of cloudy. But we had a decent amount of rain here over the last few days, which is kind of nice. So that was kind of a special thing right there. So anyway, we could have more, but down the road here we're going to have more for sure. We're now into the winter mode, I would say. I don't know why that's, let me go back here now and see why that's playing. why do I have Poker Face playing by Lady Gaga? You say, Bill, tell us, why do you have that? I can't explain it to you. It's not possible to explain, but here's the story that's really important I wanted to share with you. As soon as I can do that, as soon as I can push it over here. Here we go.
Senior correspondent John Miller is a former FBI assistant director and is back. John, so does this mean now that we've had the Batman movie and potentially Twilight breaking down, that there'll be more security at these movie premieres?
Well, that's what the industry is concerned with. They looked at the Aurora thing and said, is this a one-off? Since then, there were a couple of others that were interdicted, nothing that had gone along this far. And now you look at another big premiere and another active shooter scenario coming together, interrupted by his mother reporting it to police. But what's concerning them is there's a model of this. You get fired from your job, you come back to the workplace, you open fire, and people say, well, this is the actor acting out against right. The people who wronged him. You're isolated at school, you're ostracized, and, you know, you see a Columbine case. But when they're seeing the active shooter situation focus on high-profile events where the victims, the intended victims, have nothing to do with the alleged grievances, they get concerned that they're picking these events simply because they're high-profile and because of what FBI profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole explained to us the other day is hunting behavior, that they can find a confined space with limited access where they can have maximum lethality, where the victims are basically trapped there.
Well, and thank goodness for this alleged shooter's mother, who stepped up and informed law enforcement.
And I think if you look at 98% of these cases that have been studied, they always say there's someone there, friends, family, that saw the signals coming. And I think because of what we've been seeing, those people are coming forward more often.
And that's the best thing to come out of a story like this. People knowing that if they see something, they should come forward.
Exactly.
The old see something, say something.
And the studies show the signs are there. And most times people say, I didn't think he'd really do it. So that's to encourage this. And, you know, when you look at high-profile events like this and you look at what we've seen in Aurora, the industry is saying, are we going to get to a place where we see metal detectors at movie premieres? Do we lose that as a society and a family? Too early to say that. But, you know, they watch these and say, is the copycat factor going to expand here?
Well, that's what interests me, this copycat factor. I mean, as you pointed out, after Aurora, how concerned was law enforcement there would be a number of these other people looking to do something similar?
Well, they were concerned. And again, talking to the profilers, what they say is, it's not that normal people see it and they say, I think I'm going to do that. They say other disturbed people who are already planning to do something like this will see another successful model that happens, mm-hmm. successful for the perpetrator, and they'll get excited by it, and they will want to adapt that into their plans. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing here, this case with Lammers from Aurora and Holmes.
All right.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, I have to tell you, you know, you got the people that are under fruitcakes that are, it's Christmas season. Okay, so that's really bad. Let's look at headlines today, see what else is going on, because we've got to see what's breaking right now. I don't care about that. We killed the Twinkie. Who cares? Chris Christie's take on Twinkies. Home sales climbed 2% in October. That's good news. Debt ceiling fiscal cliff may collide. Oh, good. Boffers, a bit of hope after Sandy. I don't know what that is, but crime after Sandy. Oh, this was a story that I came across, and I was wondering what this was. It's something I wish I didn't see as this, but this may be something that's going on, and that's people. Rip-offs from towing companies after Sandy. So we'll see if we can find out what's going on with that, because that's just an absolute bummer. I guess I'm naive, you know. I'm always surprised when somebody is ripping off somebody else after they've had been through a disaster of some kind. It just always amazes me.
Yeah, look where the water went up on that.
Tow trucks are in huge demand after Sandy, and police are keeping an eye on them.
There's still cars sitting out here that got to go.
Since the storm, they've been clearing the way for emergency vehicles, getting rid of destroyed cars, hauling away boats swept into the middle of the street. But as police learned in Katrina, disasters are prime territory for shady operators to steal cars, targeting older models that can be sold at junkyards without paperwork. $500 a pop.
Actually, there's no writing on the truck. I'm even more curious about this guy.
We shadowed the New York Police Auto Crime Unit, spot-checking towers, making sure they're towing the line.
A truck that isn't marked, they might not have the proper equipment on the truck, not proper documents, unlicensed drivers, not paperwork.
At night, it's often easier to get away with illegal tows.
It's pitch black out here. You can't see anything. It's very dark. They can sneak in and out of neighborhoods, grab cars and leave.
Along the way, we stop at this lot where a lot of tow trucks have dropped off their vehicles. You see the markings here? Has to do with insurance company, and you can see the condensation that's still inside this car. Over here, this SUV is filled with muck from the ocean. What a mess inside that engine. And this car still has water in the headlight. Let's give it a shake so you can see it.
Okay, thanks.
Most are totaled. Some will be auctioned for parts, but others will be sold, often without the buyer knowing it was in a flood, and that can be a safety hazard.
Anything from electrical problems to not running correctly, all your lights, just everything, not performing. There's a reason why the insurance company totaled it out and didn't fix it. It's not worth fixing.
For now, police are monitoring the lot to make sure cars don't disappear without permission. In Seaside Heights, New Jersey, authorities seized records of one towing company. Prosecutors are investigating whether the business improperly hauled away storm-damaged boats and cars and overcharged owners to get them back. After several attempts, we were unable to reach the company for comment.
Yeah, there's a flatbed, I believe, with a van on it, or an SUV. I want to see...
He's down off of the block.
Yeah.
No trouble on this patrol. New York police hope their efforts keep illegal tow trucks off the road. Susan Candiotti, CNN, New York.
Well, you can only hope. Can you imagine going through all that and finding somebody's taking your car away? Okay, that's what you need right there. 145 is the time right now with Bill Benica, and this is 1340 KYNS, your news station, and it's a pretty darn nice day. Well, I'm looking at where I'm sitting. Of course, I'm sitting inside, which makes a big difference, I guess. Olive harvest is happening in San Miguel. Like, here's a guy with a handful of olives, you know, they're going to get the olivas going there right there, so that's good. Other things going on. I really like John Lindsay's thing about naming our own Santa Ana winds. Call them something else. Call them whatever we want to call them. Cool. Uh, There is a activist called a gun store owner's planned contest cruel and bloodthirsty. This is a New Mexico coyote kill that the store owner, Mark Chavez, said teams of one or two hunters have 2 days to shoot and kill as many coyotes as possible on private land in New Mexico, where he's got a choice of a Browning Maxis 12-gauge shotgun or two AR-15 semi-automatic rifles from his Gun Hawk firearm shop. So here's where you get into this thing about, you know, are they considered a nuisance? Are they, you know, are they like the kangaroo, the roos down in Australia? Are they, or is this just, is it bloodthirsty crazy stuff? It says there are an estimated 300,000 coyotes in New Mexico. The predators are blamed for thousands of deaths of calves annually and aren't protected under federal or state laws. Chavez said the hunt will include 60 teams that will hunt on land owned by willing ranchers. So there you go. You got somebody that wants it to happen, and somebody wants to do it. And no law in between, so I guess that's what happens. Here was this thing about Prop 35. California Sex Offender Registry, the nation's oldest and largest, lists more than 74,000 living Californians convicted of sex crimes since 1947. Like sex offenders elsewhere in the nation, they have been increasingly restricted in recent years as communities have barred them, et cetera, et cetera. But in a ballot initiative that California endorsed on election day, sex offenders' movements will also be monitored in the digital realm. They must inform the authorities of their email addresses, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, Michael Rusher from the ACLU said that the law was unconstitutional because it's too broad. The law, he said, applies to all registered sex offenders, including those whose convictions have little to do with online activities, like sex workers or those convicted of indecent exposure. Somehow it just seems that they don't need to be near the computer. Because if they're indecent exposing or indecent exposers, well, what better place to do it than on the internet? Am I wrong about that? I might be. I don't think I am. Okay. There's another story. Another story that. Here's the headline: Yogi offers nude yoga classes. Didn't we hear about that last week? We didn't care about that. Okay. Now here was some place. I don't eat donuts that often. Not. This is weird about me. If somebody puts a donut in front of me and says, "Bill, you want that donut?" I go, "Oh yeah, sure." And I'll eat it. I'll enjoy it, you know. But I won't go buy one myself. I don't know what it is about me. I won't go buy desserty sweet things. And you might say that's a good thing, Bill, because otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be able to get out of your car at some point. And that's probably true. But it still seems kind of weird that when I have them, I enjoy them as much as I do, but I don't ever seek them out. So I'm just letting you know you're dealing with a psycho here. So let's see what this is. But this could be a whole different matter here.
As far as you'll go for groundbreaking treatment, the experts at Johns Hopkins Medicine go as far as it takes to get you on the road to recovery. Call and let us help you start the journey.
At Delightful Pastries on West Lawrence, they're taking care of two of our dietary vices, eating fattening foods and drinking booze. They are the one and only bakers of Drunken Donuts.
Drunken Donuts are regular donuts that are filled with different liquored up custards and liquored up jams.
The Drunken Donuts are being sold for $3 a piece at all three Delightful Pastries. As you might imagine, the recipes call for fillings with a buzz.
I'm stirring up my passion fruit jelly with my orange liqueur. I'm just pouring the booze in right in here and stirring up some more so it just has the right balance.
But adult-only fillings without donuts to fill is like a glass without a drink. So deep-fried donuts become the delicious surroundings for the alcohol-flavored injections.
This is the last step of our drunken donuts. We're filling them with our boozed-up custards.
These recipes, by the way, are nothing new. Just ask Dobra's mother, Sasha.
Oh, my God. That's from 17th century.
17th century?
Yeah.
Wow. Boozy donuts.
Boozy donuts. And that's so good. Oh, my God. I love them.
The custard vodka and the chocolate Godiva liqueur. To steal a line from a Kenny Chesney song, one is one too many, and two is never enough. I wonder if these things are legal.
Yes, it is, because we cook the fillings with the alcohol, so we have a lot of flavor left over.
But you still have to wonder, can you get a ticket for driving with an open container of these drunken donuts in your car?
Well, here's the thing. Can I be honest about this? I mean, that all sounds dramatic and swell. But can I tell you about something? When they showed her adding the amount of alcohol she added to this filling, I mean, there's maybe 3 or 4 tablespoons at the most. And that's to do, you know, 5 dozen donuts or something. So I think we're a little bit out there on that. But anyway, it was a fun story, though. I'm not saying it wasn't a fun story. It was. But I'm just saying I don't know how legit that all is, if that's the case. All right. Now, let me see if I can tell you what else is happening today. Let me get what else is going on in here. I don't know what that is. I'm looking at... Oh, I see what I did. Okay, now I pay no attention to the man behind the screen. I am the great and powerful, the wizard of goofball. Oh, I see what I did. Okay. Luckily, I get to fix it before I get there, so that's really kind of great. Okay, so I didn't make a fool out of myself yet. I'm making a fool out of myself by saying it out loud, but I don't care. At least I didn't actually commit the act. Okay, we got an okay, buddy. You ready now? Oh, okay, there you are. You're in good shape now, buddy. All right. Here's a guy that died, which is always somebody every day. But the man who clothed Elvis for the Sullivan Show dies. How hard was that to dress Elvis for the Ed Sullivan Show? As the story goes, Presley was a teenager working as an usher at a movie theater when Lansky first encountered him. Presley was looking in the window of the clothing store at 126 Beale Street in the heart of Memphis Music District where the sign read Lansky Brothers. The store catered to many musicians, most of them black. B.B. King was a regular, and his inventory in the Argo of the day was filled with way-out threads, man. He looked in the window and said, "You have some nice stuff in there," Lansky recalled, referring to Presley in a 2005 interview. "When I get rich, I'll buy you out." I said, "No, don't buy me out. Just buy one from me." So that was the joke they had between the two of them. Anyway, ultimately, as you're probably aware, Elvis went on to make a lot of money and become famous. And he was a great advertiser for the store through the 1950s and 60s. Carl Perkins, Isaac Hayes, the Jacksons, the Beach Boys, Sam the Sham, Bobby Blue Bland all became regular customers. Johnny Cash went in one day carrying a can of Prince Albert tobacco and pointed to the picture on the cover of a man in a long black jacket. "I want this," he said, "a black suit." Lansky recalled, "I made a cutaway coat with black pants." He was not responsible for the sequin drum suit that Presley adopted in his Las Vegas years, though, but he did choose the white suit and he wears in the grave. "I put him in his first suit," Lansky said, "and I put him in his last." And that's how he said it.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me and the car.
Thank you for being a friend. We'll get together again tomorrow at noon. Until then, mail your trails, be
this
happy.
This is ones. Talk is Cheap.
Don't believe everything you hear here, because...
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
That.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails.
I didn't realize it was loaded.
To you, until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
blue sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we hurry? Sky.